Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
Have you heard of the retirement red zone? In football, the red zone is the final 20 yards before reaching the end zone, where the game can be won or lost. In investing, the retirement red zone is the final 20% of your working years, where your retirement future could be won or lost. At the start of the retirement red zone, just like a football team who's traveled 80 yards downfield, you've traveled 80% of your working years towards your retirement. And while you continue to work and accumulate the final 20% of your retirement savings, you must implement a stock market exit strategy to protect the 80% you've gained over most of your working years. If you neglect to implement a retirement red zone strategy, you run the likely risk of losing your retirement future you worked years for. Those who were with Wall Street companies like GE, General Motors, and Enron during their retirement red zone years didn't have a chance. Without an appropriate exit strategy, when Wall Street's markets crashed, their career retirement earnings vanished, leaving many of them impoverished. Capital preservation is paramount and is the foundation of a secure retirement. Now, everyone's retirement red zone is unique, which is why I developed this proven formula. Subtract 20% of your working years from your retirement age, and that equals the retirement red zone age. For example, if your planned retirement age is 65, you start working at 25, that's 40 years. 20% of 40 is 8. Now subtract 8 years from your planned retirement age of 65. 65 minus 8 equals 57, which means your retirement red zone starts at age 57. Now the big question is, what do you do when your retirement red zone starts? Well, that depends on the current stock market environment. In a down market, it's very difficult, rather tricky, and it's anyone's guess to time exactly when you should take your money off the market because you don't know if it's going to continue to go down or start to come back. Ultimately, you want to talk to your advisor about a stop-loss ratio so you don't lose more than you can recoup and throw away your retirement future. In an up market, particularly one that's record highs, the strategy is simple. Don't waste any time getting off the market and protect your retirement savings you've accumulated over 80% of your career. If you hesitate, the retirement game could be over for you. Now, for those under 59 and a half who don't yet have access to their retirement plans, like 401ks, consider safeguarding your earnings in the planned stable fixed account. Now, most likely you haven't heard of the retirement red zone from your financial advisor, nor have you been given a stock market exit strategy. That's because your broker has no incentive to get you off the market. They would lose their ongoing fees and commissions. Seek out a retirement phase advisor that can give you more insight on how to safeguard and guarantee a secure retirement future.
Crashproof Retirement LLC is not licensed to sell securities, nor do they recommend securities to anyone at any time. Any interviews conducted by Retirement Media, Inc. are not to be considered endorsements.
Live from the Crash Proof Retirement Studios in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, this is the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small, a production of Retirement Media, Inc. Now, Phil Cannella.
And greetings, ladies and gentlemen, right here from our Crash Proof Studios. How is everyone doing? And I can see how you're doing, Joanne Small. You're looking very beautiful, and you are a courageous woman to stand beside me and help change the way the financial system is stacked against people in retirement.
I'm going to change that. I'm a very proud woman. I'm proud to stand beside you and help people understand the importance of what is happening in the financial industry and to their retirement nest egg. So you have to bring the truth. You don't just trust. We say you verify.
And we don't just, yes, we do, Small, and we don't just bring the truth and lay it on the table. We wail the truth.
Sort of truth.
Through that sort of truth. And none other than rounding out our table today, Mr. Bob, that's Bob Bambera,
Bob,
with us today. Bob, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Good morning to you. Good morning, Joanne. And I'm very proud to be a part of this show, especially for today with what the markets have been doing. People are worrying. Once again, there is tremendous volatility out there on Wall Street. And I think it's critical that people pay attention and understand that it's not too late to crash-proof their retirements today.
It's important to stay tuned. It's most important to get educated. And you can start that education right now. You can call 800-722-9728 or visit crashproofretirement.com. But listen and take notes on what is happening today and what you really need to know.
And talking about getting educated, How about this gentleman by the name of Dallas Salisbury? He's the CEO and president of Employment Benefit Research Institution, better known as EBRI, that's been around for over 50 years as a nonprofit organization that does research and educates all age groups on finances. He's also the chairman of the American Savings Education Council, known as the ASEC. For years, Dallas Salisbury has operated out of Washington, and he's been in the education nonprofit area, financially speaking, for 35 of those years in Washington. He heads some of the most powerful nonprofit education firms. I'd like you to hear an exclusive interview that I had the honor of conducting in Washington with Dallas Salisbury. Listen to this interview and what his background is.
Dallas, you're a gentleman. You have a high intelligence. You speak and choose your words very carefully. And you've been in this financial industry, overseeing it for many years. What's the financial future of this country? Is there going to be another market crash?
No, there's always market crashes. And they live on a regular cycle. And that is why, as we're talking about this, it is the reason for individuals to be prudent, to always assume that there's going to be another crash. As a result, to make sure they have their emergency savings and significant emergency savings, to be absolutely certain that they've secured what they need, and diversifying your investments, and always, always responding to investment sales with skepticism, and always looking at it in terms of, if things go good, where do I end up? But if I'm buying at exactly the wrong time, how will I come out the other end? And if I can't come out the other end and know I'll be well, know I'll be safe, then I shouldn't do it.
That is Dallas Salisbury in an exclusive interview with me, Phil Cannella, and that they are powerful words. They are principles. If you're going into a situation specifically with what you've accumulated for 25 years or more, and you don't know if you're going to come out the other end whole, then you shouldn't stay on the market, particularly if you're in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and you're 45, 50, and you've been accumulating. For those that have 401ks, we get this question all the time. There's a lot of young people out there that say to Joanne and I every week, we have 401ks. We can't take our 401k. What do we do? How do we put our 401k safe? I don't want it to cut in half. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very easy. Every 401k, for that matter, every company retirement plan has a safe haven. It's typically called a stable account or a money market account or a sweep account. But basically, most of the times, the 401ks refer to them as stable accounts. Okay. And that's where you should want to move your money out of those mutual funds that have those high fees and have the risk, because you don't know what's going to happen. But I want you to hear what peace of mind sounds like from people that are crash-proof.
Hi, my name's George Dern. I'm from West Hampton, New Jersey. What I like most about the Crash Proof Retirement Program is the peace of mind that I actually can have now watching the stock market and not worrying about it. And just a quick occurrence, my wife and I were watching the news and we're eating dinner and we're hearing how China's economy's crumbling and collapsing, and Greece is having their problems, and how the stock market will show a big dip. And we never even looked up from eating. We just fist bumped each other and kept eating, knowing that we didn't have to worry about our money in Crash Proof Retirement.
Jim Jorgensen from Wilmington, Delaware.
Mary Ann Jorgensen from Wilmington, Delaware.
This is our seventh year with Crash Proof, and we earned over 10% interest in our seventh year.
The 10% that we made from the Crash Proof Retirement System can never be reduced. It will always be that amount. It can be added to, which we of course want, but will never be lower than what we have. And that is the most important thing to us.
It's like a safety net. You no longer go to bed with a pit in your stomach and worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't have to follow the stock market. The Crash Proof Retirement System is the best thing that's ever happened to us.
My name is Lou Marinucci, and I live in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Crash Proof Retirement means for me that I don't have to worry
day to day about looking at my investments and fretting that they're either up or down, I sleep better at night. And I think that's something that a lot of people wish they could do. The concept of money and retirement's a big part of our lives. It always has been. And as you get older, all that you've worked for shouldn't be frittered away by the machinations of the market. And it has been. And for me, this is a no-brainer. Even though I have an understanding of finance and investment, have I made money in the market? I made a lot of money. Have I lost money? I probably lost $500,000. But you know, right now, for me, this is probably the best thing I've done in the last 25 years.
And you can get peace of mind by calling 800-722-9728. I'm going to say it again. Peace of mind is calling 800-722-9728.
That's exactly right, Joanne. People should not panic at this particular time and point where the markets are. Just protect and you'll have peace of mind. It's that simple. Now, I had the rare opportunity, Joanne, as you know, last week, I'm always in education sessions during the week,
but we
do have a lot of clients that come back. We help them the following years pick out new strategies and understand when we put a crash-proof system together, ladies and gentlemen, as hard as this is going to be believed, then you have to take the time and research what we're saying is true. When we customize a crash-proof system for a couple or an individual, it takes about 20 to 40 hours to craft this because we're using multi-financial guaranteed products and we're tying goals to the provisions in those contracts. And because we're not just dealing with one product and pigeonholing people or reframing them in one contract with just one set of provisions, by using 5-6 different financial vehicles that are crash-proof, there's hundreds of provisions that give you much more flexibility. And so when we do that, it really helps. Now, the strategies, the provisions that talk about strategies in these contracts could be switched up and changed once a year to give you more opportunity depending on market conditions. So we do for our clients, and this is a benefit of coming to Crash-Proof Retirement, we give to our clients what we call a free review. Each year, even though we only get paid a one-time fee from the insurance institutions that are crash-proofing your accounts, we continue to service over 5,000 crash-proof consumers. Many people say to me, how do you do it if you're not getting ongoing fees? Well, that's what's called a consumer advocacy firm.
That's right.
We do it, and we call it nurturing, and it helps a lot of people. By coming in, we will help you determine each and every strategy in each of your contracts that are part of your system so that we can efficiently give you higher yields each and every year. Well, John Giaggiulio came in with Barbara for his review. This is a gentleman that came with us in April of 08, prior to a major crash of August of 08, the market crash. John and Barbara came in prior to that, and this is what he said when he came in.
The way the market was going then, you never knew what was going to happen.
Since we've become crash-proof in 2008, I have not worried 1 minute. I knew so many people who still had jobs that were constantly losing money on their 401k, and mine was safe. I could sleep at night. I just felt so happy, so relaxed, so comfortable. It's the best decision we ever made. I was going to be laid off from my job in 2008, and I was very concerned about my 401k. We went to crash-proof retirement, and it ended up I was laid off in November, and we had already signed up. We had the security of being crash-proof before the market crashed. We ended up making 8.25% in the first year, and every year since. We are at a point in our lives where we need stability. We can't afford risk. Without losing the principal, we're still making money. If we hadn't been crash-proof, I don't know what we would have made. Probably not much. With crash-proof retirement, we have security. We've been married 32 years, and becoming crash-proof is probably the number one decision we've ever made. I have friends, most of them are retired now, and they still worry about money. I've suggested crash-proof retirement. I've also suggested that they attend some of the sessions. I am not a financial person, but I can actually understand it because whoever we talk to explains it in terms that I can understand. I can say that if you get crash-proofed, you're making the best decision of your life. And maybe you don't think so now, but 10 years down the road, you'll look back and say, I'm so glad I did it.
Here's Mr. Bob Bombera with the details you'll need to register for the next Crash Proof Retirement educational event near you.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is this Tuesday, August 13th, at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Since becoming a crash-proof consumer, Louis Licio of Turnersville, New Jersey, can enjoy peace of mind in retirement, knowing that no matter what the stock market does, his savings are not subject to market volatility.
Crash-proof means peace of mind. I'm now retired. My only income right now is Social Security, and I don't have any fear of what my future is going to bring. I know there's going to be money there as I live out the rest of my years here. And if I don't make it, it'll be there for my wife. It's just the peace of mind that I have right now. It's non-describable to be able to sleep at nighttime, to hear about the stock market going up and down, the economy's doing this, the economy's doing that. I don't worry about that anymore, and I used to. Thank you. I can't say enough about you.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it's all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event, which is happening this Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about IRAs and the three truths that are going to come down the retirement highway that's going to be a catastrophe. You have three enemies with an IRA. You have IRS, they're your partner, and the funny thing is they're in control of your retirement accounts in this country because they can raise income taxes and lower your value. And retirement years is all about income. Well, everyone seems to forget. Yeah, it's all about income, but what about taxes? No one talks to you about how to tax-proof your IRAs and your retirement accounts. Well, that's exactly what we do here, isn't it, Joanne?
Absolutely. And you know, it wasn't long ago that you worked with the master of the master of IRAs, and that's Ed Slott. And for those people who do not know about Ed Slott, he's written many books on IRAs, and he's also on PBS explaining to you the importance of what to do with your IRAs. And you were trained by him. Let's listen to what Ed Slott has to say.
Many people think, well, I already have an advisor. Why am I even listening to this? But do you have the right advisor? Most advisors just don't have the training that can make or break your retirement for your family. Is Phil Cannella that advisor? Yes, he is. If something breaks, he knows about it. And as a client of Phil's, you will know about it. And you want an advisor that's up to date on all the latest tax rules that can make or break your retirement account. Phil Cannella is that type of an advisor.
Ed Slott is one of my champions that have taught me a lot in my life. And of course, we all have key people. And typically, they're teachers or coaches, and I have those too. But Ed Slott was one of the few professionals that really buffed up my skills. And I'm one of his chartered, which means original master IRA advisors, when I was with Ed Slott and went through his program. And now I continually get myself educated, as well as all the staff members with Crash Proof Retirement. They all get educated on their IRA technicalities. We have the firm called Pension Management Company
They're the firm that gives Ed Slott his information. So I figured, hey, good for him, good for me.
Yep.
And they happen to be located right here in Wayne, Pennsylvania, 5 miles down the road from King of Prussia. They come into our office once a year, and they certify, train, educate all of our staff once a year over a 2-day, 8-hour session each day. And we have certificates to show people when they come in. We are well-armed with IRA technicalities in this office, and less than 1% of the country's advisors have this information. And that's why it's very important for folks to understand about their retirement accounts. There are lots of booby traps in 401ks, let alone lots of administration fees and mutual fund fees, but there's also lots of tax booby traps, and many of your advisors, almost 100% of the advisors out there, cannot tell you about any of them because they're not concerned about tax consequences in 401k laws or IRA laws. They're busy about making commissions and managing the risk on your accounts. This is the problem. There are many advisors that don't know their IRA technicalities and or their retirement. And it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, your money is under control by the federal government because it's in a retirement account. And then you're dealing with an advisor that has no clue on how to give you solutions. That is another truth that people better wake up to, because they're going to react, as typically you do with a security advisor. There's no proactive approach with the security advisors. The market crashes, you have to react. They can't be proactive with crashes, and they're not proactive with people's retirement accounts. Because when the market crashes and the debt that this country's in and income taxes go up, it's going to affect those 401ks.
Oh, tremendous.
So I want the folks who are listening that are saying to myself, well, you know, Phil, I'm only 50, I'm only 45, I'm only 35, and I'm not going to be 70 and a half for a while. I'm not going to have to worry. Really? Really? What do you think taxes are going to be 20, 30 years from now? You know, after the last debt crash, and there's been five of them in our country, the first one was in 1740, the last one was in 1929. A debt crash takes 60 to 70 years. It takes three generations to forget what happened to the last generation that went through a debt crash, kind of like the kids today. We buy everything on credit. That's called debt. And we buy our shelter on debt. We buy our cars on debt. We've taken future money that we do not have. We're using it for present items that we do need. And what if we don't have a present job? What if we lose our job in the future? We still have debt. And this is what's going on. You have 74 million people on Medicare. They certainly earned it. I didn't say Medicaid. Medicare, they certainly earned it. You have 74 million people, same people on Social Security income. They certainly earned it. That's not an entitlement program. However, you have disability, you have unemployment, you have food stamps, you have welfare, and these people are not productive in our economy, and that accounts for close to 50% of the workforce. How is the lesser workforce that we have today going to be able to support all that after a market crash? It becomes a concern, and the people who will get hurt the most are these IRA accounts. It's going to be like you're on a boat called securities, and when the market sinks, the people in IRA, 401ks, and retirement accounts are going to sink twice as fast because taxes are going to go up. It's going to be like having lead boots on while you're sinking. You're going to go down, but only a lot faster than people that are not in IRAs, because it's just going to be the market to take them down, not the taxes. Now, I like to switch gears and give you five questions that you should definitely ask your advisor to see if he's qualified to deal with everything you worked for. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, two things. When you deal with a mutual fund, stocks, or bonds, you're dealing with a licensed advisor who does not have a fiduciary responsibility to do something in your best interest. That's number one. Number two, you're dealing with a financial advisor that was well-trained on risk management but has no training, the majority of them, on IRA, 401k rules and regulations and how to avoid the pitfalls of increase in taxes. As a retirement phase expert and a master IRA advisor, I can show you laws that are in effect that will allow your 401k to grow without taxes. Same thing with any retirement account, IRAs, 403Bs. I can show you an immune shot. It's like a vaccine shot you give to any retirement account, and it'll be immune to any tax increase, federally speaking, and it'll always be tax-free for three generations.
And don't close your ears off to this, because when Phil explains to you this whole process, it makes sense. You're going to see it on the whiteboard, and he's going to show you the numbers. He's not just going to talk. Phil will show you and explain to you exactly why you should make this happen to your IRA accounts.
You need to do this prior and not be reactive. Once taxes go up, that's being reactive and you can do very little. But if we're prepared and you think taxes are going to go up, get prepared because you can be tax-proof. Take it from me. Take it from Ed Slott. He calls it a tax-free zone. If you get a chance to turn on PBS, he's across this country on that nonprofit television network. It is one of the best television networks. I think everyone will agree. They accept donations for their programming, and that's how they program. But if you catch Ed Slott, he calls it a tax-free zone. I call it a tax-free growing IRA. Here's the number one question you want to ask your advisor to see if he's qualified to deal with everything you worked with, no matter what retirement account. What's the difference between a regular IRA and an inherited IRA? People work a lifetime for IRAs, and when they pass away, you don't want that IRA to blow up. Let's say it's your dad. Let's say it's your husband and your mom. You don't want it to blow up. There's a certain way you have to inherit an IRA to give to your heirs, or you blow up the whole IRA, the whole thing gets taxed, and it's probably get cut in half. So there's a proper way of passing over an IRA to an inherited IRA. I would think that's a basic question. It's one of the basic questions as an expert with IRAs. Right off the top of my tongue, I'm going to give you the answer, but because I know IRA advisors know that answer, and I know most security guys don't, I want you to get the answer. What's the difference between a regular IRA and an inherited IRA? What is the proper way of inheriting an IRA? Next question, do I have to take a required minimum distribution if I inherit an IRA? And if so, what happens then? These are basic retirement questions that any advisor should answer because why? It's going to cost you, the investor, penalties and interest payments, which could blow up your IRA. And you didn't work a lifetime to give it to IRS, did you? So if you don't know IRS's rules and you step over the boundaries or you step on an IRA landmine because you don't know the rules or your advisor didn't know the rules, you're not going to keep very much of that IRA or any retirement account. How about this question? Do I have to take a required minimum distribution? And if so, when? That is the basic of basic questions, and I think most advisors will know that. But what you should really ask is if I inherit an IRA and I'm under the age of 70 and a half, do I have to take a required minimum distribution if my mom and dad were in the distribution mode? I'll repeat that. These are important questions, ladies and gentlemen, because you might be saying, I don't have an IRA. I have a 401k. I don't have to worry. There's no difference. When you turn 70 and a half with a 401k, it's going to become an IRA. It can't stay a company retirement account unless you have other IRAs in which you can make up the distribution that's going to be due on the 401k. So most 401ks are going to be rolled into an individual account, an individual IRA, and these rules will apply to you as well, those of you that have 401ks. Do I have to take a required minimum distribution on my mom and dad's IRA that I inherited, even if I'm under 70 and a half? If I'm 40, if I'm 20, if I'm 50, do I have to take a required minimum distribution on an inherited IRA that I inherited, but my mom and dad were in the distribution mode? Or maybe they weren't in the distribution mode. Do I have to take a required minimum distribution? If your advisor can't answer these questions, what are you doing going on a vacation with someone that doesn't have a map or know where you're going? You're not going to reach it. What is the requirements for transferring IRAs? How many transfers can you do in a year? How many rollovers can you do? And people that have CDs are very popular in rolling it over because once their CD is up and they want to go out and get another rate, they have to roll it over to another bank that's offering that rate. Right. And once that CD's up, then another CD's up, they're going to roll over multi-CDs because there's multi-time frames there. And there are rules with when and how and how many rollovers you can do with an IRA within a year. Does your advisor know? And more importantly, do you know? And if you don't know the rules, you're going to blow up that IRA. And for what? You've worked all those years to blow it up? Particularly if you're on the 59 and a half, my God, you'll be penalized, and then you'll have to pay taxes, and that's going to be about 50% of the account. That's what I mean by blowing it up. You'll lose half the account. If you don't know how to inherit a 401k, if you don't know how to inherit an IRA, you can lose half the account in penalties and taxes. Many people have never heard of this. Many people are not going to believe this. But understand, you're listening to a show that gives you the truth each and every week. The last one I'll give you, and then we have to move on. These are questions you should ask your advisor to see if he qualifies to deal with these retirement accounts. And most people in retirement, most people who are working and have 401ks, have no clue, and their advisor doesn't either. Can I list a beneficiary on my IRA? Do you know when you have a designated beneficiary, it trumps all legal documents? That's a fact. A designated beneficiary trumps all legal documents. So if you have a designated beneficiary on your life insurance contract, but you have somebody different listed in your trust or will, guess who gets the money? The designated beneficiary. Doesn't matter you had it in a trust or a will. And now here's the question. Can you designate a beneficiary on your IRAs or 401ks? You know, this is so important. I got to give you the answer. Yes. Yes. And you're foolish if you don't. And you don't have an advisor that knows what he's doing if he didn't do that for you automatically. That is another basic rule. Every 401k, every IRA, any retirement account, you can list beneficiaries. And to do it properly, there's actually a 16-point check you should do with beneficiaries, but I'll give you the first two important ones. Always list a primary beneficiary and do list a contingent. You never want your retirement account to revert back to a will or a trust or your estate, because it's going to be fully taxed if it goes to a trust. And if it goes to a will, it's going to be fully taxed. So you got to be careful when you do pass on any retirement account, and many advisors do not have the knowledge that you're now getting.
Phil, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is exactly the kind of information that you'll receive when you come into Crash Proof Retirement and meet with an educator. It's all about the no-pressure, consumer-driven process here at Crash Proof Retirement, but in the end, it's the crash-proof education that people want, and that's what you'll get. And here are the voices of some real people who have come in to talk about what they've learned at a Crash Proof event.
Fred Honhorse, Richboro, PA. Tonight's Crash Proof event, I learned many, many things, actually. Some unknown tax assistance for some of the retirement funds, and just funds that can grow and not crash in the upcoming crash of the market.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm from King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
And I'm Shirley, and I come from Sanibel Island in Florida. I learned about my IRA that I could possibly not have to pay tax on it, which would be a very, very big item for me.
I learned that the money that we have in an IRA, we can keep. It'll keep growing every year instead of losing money.
It is so important, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a retirement account, it means you've never paid taxes on it. Ask the questions we just gave you to ask your advisor. Ask him what kind of trading he has in IRA. When he says he has training, hit them with the questions. How do I inherit an IRA? Do I have to take a distribution on an inherited IRA? How should I list beneficiaries on any retirement account? Contingent, always have one on there. Not just a primary. The two most important things with listing beneficiaries is you need to list a beneficiary on an IRA or retirement account, or it's going to be fully taxed at your death. And make sure you list a contingent as well as a primary. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. We'll be right back after this break.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is this Tuesday, August 13th, at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited, and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. When you attend a Crash Proof educational event, you'll see us unveil the exclusive Crash Proof Retirement System, expose the relationship between mainstream media and the stock market, administer the Advisor Trust Test, and play exclusive interviews documenting why you need a market crash prevention plan. I want you to listen to the actual words of some of the thousands of people who attend our Crash Proof events every year and hear what they think. We'll start with a group of people who attended an event explaining what they learned from Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
David Brill from Bedminster, Pennsylvania. First off, I learned tonight that I want to look further into the Crash Proof Retirement Program. I need to do my homework, as I was taught. Stability is really what I desire, not the risk. I don't really need that anymore.
Hi, I'm John Slagowski. I'm from Newark, Delaware. Phil earned my trust because of a lot of things that he mentioned about the economy presently, where it is, where it has been. He also mentioned Babe Ruth and how Babe Ruth hadn't lost his investment, whereas if he had invested in the stock market, for example, which goes up and goes way down, and you can actually end up losing your principal. Whereas what Babe Ruth did is he had invested in insurance companies and they never go bankrupt.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, the Crash Proof Retirement Educational Event is truly a unique educational experience. You'll discover the safe alternatives outside of the securities industry utilized in the proprietary Crash Proof Retirement System that guarantee you never lose a penny of your principal and also guarantee you always move forward, documented with real statements by over 5,000 Crash Proof consumers. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement Educational Event, which is happening this Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. I am with Miss Joanne Small and Mr. Bob Bambera. This show is not meant to scare, but if you are scared, and some of the things you hear on this show, well, that's a clear indication you're not prepared. Now, talking about fear and being scared, they go hand in hand because if you fear, then of course you're going to be scared. Right. And why are you scared? Because you're not prepared. Why aren't you prepared? There's only a couple of reasons. You don't know to be prepared.
Right.
You're not educated to be prepared. And really, when you think of either of those two choices, it's one and the same.
You're right.
You don't know, you're not educated, you don't know. A lot of people are scared and fear nursing home stays for the same reason. They're not prepared. Why aren't they prepared? Well, because a lot of them don't want to face it. There's a lot of things, Joanne, you know about me that many people don't. And one of the things is that I've done a lot of terminal illness counseling in my career.
Yes, you have.
And I started at, believe it or not, a very young age.
16, right? You were 16 years old.
I was turning 16. Yeah. First time mom worked in a nursing home. You know what? After all the terminal illness counseling that I've done in my 43-year career, the majority of people that could communicate to me at the time of them passing were concerned about how they were leaving their legacy, their family, their loved ones, devastated because of the stay they were in. Now, granted, a lot of them couldn't talk to me, and I knew they could hear me, but they couldn't respond back. But those that could respond, those that I could have a conversation with, the majority of that group resented that they were never prepared for the end of life. And so we now talk about that at the programs. I think that helps people. A lot of people don't want to face it. But you know, you don't live a lifetime and then at the end do nothing.
Right.
Because if you're going to make an exit, my gosh, after a life, don't you want to make a nice exit?
Peaceful exit.
A smooth, peaceful, tranquility type of an exit.
Yes.
Or do you want to be frazzled? Everything becomes unraveled.
Right.
You're passing. Your estate's falling apart. Your loved ones are crying. You're leaving. You're leaving them. And most people want to go out with a sense of peace.
Peace, dignity, pride.
My mom, my dad, they both had that luxury of having that. And that's because of mom being a practical nurse all those years. She knew, and she knew how to instill that in her children as well. So we talk about fear and we bring the subject up. Most people don't want to know that they have a good chance of going into a nursing facility if they live long enough. Let me give you some government statistics. Joanne and I would like to address this fear for our listeners. It's something that we do every day in our financial practice here at Crash Proof Retirement, and it's something we do address at the programs and the educational events. Many people fear a nursing home, and we hear a variety of reasons. I'll never go to one of those nursing homes. If that's me, kick the plug out. My kids will take care of me. My husband will take care of me. My wife will take care of me. I mean, we've heard all, but yet, ladies and gentlemen, yet, all nursing facilities in all states are operating at 95% to capacity. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, the government statistics from the Census Bureau states that if you are 65 or older, is there anyone out there over 65? If you're 65 and over, you have close to a 70% chance, according to the Census Bureau and government statistics, of using a nursing facility. For men, it's about an average of 3 years. And for women, it's about an average of 4, because you live longer than us ladies. And if you're in a nursing facility for 3 to 4 years, do you understand you're spending over $325,000? You know, for most of us, that would be pretty much savings of our estates, our nest egg. And what most people don't understand is you have a 70% chance of this happening.
And, you put yourself in a room with 10 people, 7 of you are going to have a long-term care stay. Who are those 7 people?
Now, we ask that question. At our programs, we know we typically have 100 or so, and we ask the question, how many people in the room think they're going to go to a nursing home? Can I see a show of hands?
All right.
And you see no hands. So I'll ask the question another way. How many people in the room think they're never going to need a nursing home? And you'll see most of the hands up. And I'll say, now keep them up, because the government statistics say 70% of you won't. Who are the 70%? Can you put your hands down? No one puts their hands down. So what we get people to understand that this is a real risk. It's not a slight risk. It's not a slim chance. It's probably going to be you are going to go to a nursing facility for 3 years. Now, how would you pay for that? If you or your spouse had to go to a nursing facility and that bill came due right now, $8,500, it's due. That's just a room and board, incidentally. That's nothing else. No doctor visits or prescriptions, pedicures, haircuts, none of that.
Tissues.
Nothing, not even the tissues. It's just room and board. $8,500 comes due. What asset would you go to? In other words, what investment account? Well, if you had $8,500 in your checking account, I'd imagine you'd take it from there. But now next bill's coming, and the next one after that, and the next month after that, and pretty soon it's $100,000 after 12 months. Where would the $100,000 come from? What asset would you take it? Perhaps a mutual fund, perhaps reverse mortgage, perhaps a stock or a bond portfolio. Where would you go? And no matter what asset you would pull it from, you would start to spend down your estate and potentially leave the surviving spouse impoverished. Because Medicare, and this is according to government information, this is in your Medicare handbook, which you can find online, Medicare does not pay for something called intermediate or custodial care. Those two type of cares is 97% of the time why you're in a nursing home. So Medicare pays less than 3%, and that is government statistic. So this is a real problem. It's a real epidemic. No one talks about to you, not your financial advisor, not your wealth advisor, not your banker. No one wants to discuss it with you. You don't want to discuss it. You're in denial. Well, the funny thing about being in denial, reality hits you when the time comes, and you want to be prepared. There's something that we want to educate you on. You can now leverage your asset. And many advisors don't talk about this because there's not a big commission in it for them. And what little commission is in it for an advisor to talk about this type of care, this type of coverage? It's little, and it's a one-time commission. So why even bring it up to your client when you can sell them other stuff? And that's the typical mindset of financial advisors. And that's just my opinion. It's what I've witnessed over 43 years and working with people's accounts and seeing what was done. What Joanne and I have done for us is we've leveraged an asset. I'll give you a quick example, and this is how it works. Now, there's two ways you can leverage an asset. And all this means is you're not spending the asset. You have $100,000 sitting in an account. You're not spending it. You're not going to pay a long-term care premium. You have to qualify for nursing home insurance or long-term care insurance. And today, to qualify, they're pretty strict. It's pretty hard to get them. And if you do qualify, you're paying a minimum of $3,000 to $4,000 a year. And that's if you're in your mid-60s or early 70s. If you're in your 80s, you know, like they say in Goodfellas, forget about it. You know, it's going to be too expensive. If you can even get it.
For traditional long-term care.
It's kind of like trying to get fire insurance while your house is on fire. Yeah. You're not going to get it. You don't go out and buy car insurance after you get in an accident. And you're certainly not going to get long-term care insurance if you start to climb much higher than 75, 76. It becomes very hard to qualify, or it becomes very expensive. Right?
Right.
So if you have cancer, any type of cancer currently, or if you had cancer past 5 years, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and you're okay, you'd qualify. But currently, you have it, you wouldn't. Parkinson's, never. Rheumatoid arthritis, no way. It's on the do not insure list. Same thing with Alzheimer's and the do not insure list. So there are degenerative type diseases like that that you're just not going to qualify. However, by leveraging an asset, most will qualify. You're listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. That's available for you too. And we suggest you come out to one of our educational events and learn more. Stick around, we have a lot more.
And you are listening to the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we invite you to attend the next Crash Proof event, which is this Tuesday, August 13th, at the Downingtown Country Club. This educational event begins at 5 p.m. and is followed by a complimentary dinner. And we invite you to bring a guest. There is no cost, no obligation. However, seating is limited and you need to register. And you can do that simply by calling 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. Crash Proof Retirement's one-of-a-kind, no-pressure educational process allowed Crash Proof consumers, John and Dawn Swiderski of Washington Township, New Jersey, to make an informed decision when presented with their custom-designed Crash Proof Retirement System.
There was never no pressure from Crash Proof Retirement to give you enough opportunity to go over it and, you know, make another appointment to meet them, have any appointments you want. We could have made more appointments if we wanted. If you're on the fence, I would urge you to go to a Crash Proof Retirement dinner or luncheon and listen to Phil and Joanne, hopefully make an appointment to talk to them again.
Questions were answered that we had, and it just seemed very open and easy to understand. It wasn't over our heads, and it really was a nice experience.
Well, as you can tell by listening to the voices of real everyday people, it's all about the education at Crash Proof Retirement. It is not too good to be true. See for yourself how the Crash Proof Retirement System gives you control over your financial future with 100% of your money working for you 100% of the time. And we would love to see you at our next Crash Proof Retirement educational event, which is happening this Tuesday, August 13th at the Downingtown Country Club at 5 p.m. Call to register at 800-722-9728 or register online at crashproofretirement.com. And now let's continue with more of the Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're all having fun behind the scenes here, but now we're going to go to our consumer spotlight. Are you aware that having a crash-proof system not only protects you against market losses, identity theft, bankruptcies, Ponzi schemes, but it also protects you about ongoing fees? That's guaranteed. It also protects your income. Any part of our crash-proof system, all systems have an option of having a tax-favored income while you're still increasing your asset base. All that means is you're receiving income and your assets are still going to grow. That's all part of our Crash Proof system. Now, Joanne, you're going to do a spotlight on John and Linda Newsom, who has a Crash Proof system, and they've been averaging some 5% a year.
John and Linda Newsom are very, very happy crash-proof consumers. John is a retired engineer, and Linda is a retired secretary. I want you to listen to John and Linda talk about the financial crash of 2008 and how that motivated them to find a different way to invest their savings that did not involve risk, fees, or corruption. Here are crash-proof consumers John and Linda Newsom in their own words.
We were in the market basically with all our investments in 2008. We took a big hit. It ended up this kind of situation where you're always looking to see where your money is every day. You're getting on the computer trying to find out how much money you've lost. We just really got tired of that.
It was a worry for us as we were retired. We just kept seeing the way the financial market was going and knew we needed to do something.
What we heard on the radio was two basic things that impressed us. One was that you're not going to lose your principal, and two was that you can expect a reasonable rate of return from this investment. So we thought, well, that's just where we want to be. We don't want to be losing our principal, and we want to be able to gain some interest.
You can hear the worry in their voices before they became crash-proof. John and Linda wanted guaranteed safety and protection for their money that they had worked a lifetime to save. So they listened to our crash-proof retirement show, they came to an educational event, and then they decided to meet with us for a personal appointment. Listen to John Newsom describe the no-pressure, consumer-driven process of our crash-proof retirement system.
When we started our process, originally on the radio, we had heard it takes probably three visits. In our first visit, they went through the process of how they invest your money and where it goes and what the investments are like. There was really no pressure whatsoever. There was no discussion about how much money we had and how much money we wanted to invest at the time. They just wanted to give us the information around what was available to us. And then we went to a second meeting where we talked about our assets and possibly how we'd want to invest them. In the third meeting, we met Joanne, who went over the basic investment philosophies. And we had two more meetings just to make ourselves feel good around what we should do and where we should put our money.
It's all about peace of mind with the exclusive crash-proof system. John and Linda can sleep well at night knowing that their retirement savings is 100% protected. This is one of the many reasons why John and Linda recommend crash-proof retirement to anyone.
Would we recommend a crash-proof retirement? Absolutely, yes. We've been very consistent in our benefits and our interest on our investments. So I'd recommend it to anyone.
I would like to just say to Phil and Joanne, thank you so much for having the knowledge to help seniors navigate our way through our retirement with the peace of mind that we don't have to worry day by day as a lot of our friends do, whether or not the market's going to crash, whether they're going to lose their money. We know ours is safe.
With their exclusive crash-proof retirement system, not only are John and Linda Newsom benefiting from guaranteed principal protection and the possibility of double-digit interest returns, they do not pay any fees. They will never pay crash-proof retirement one penny of their money. So they know that 100% of their retirement savings is working 100% of the time.
With our crash-proof retirement system, we have seen increases as high as 14%, and we feel pretty good about that with the market that we've had.
We don't have to open up the newspaper, see how stock's doing on a daily basis. It gives us a great peace of mind to be in this crash-proof retirement program.
Crash-proof retirement has provided us with a safe, secure place to put our money where we get a return and we don't have to worry. It used to be we'd get up in the morning and say, oh, what did the market do? We don't do any of that anymore. We just sit back, relax, don't worry about it. It's being taken care of. We're making money and we have no risk. How can you beat it?
Well, we would like to thank you so much for listening to this edition of the one and only Crash Proof Retirement Show with Phil Cannella and Joanne Small. And we also want to thank all of the Crash Proof consumers who gave testimonials on this program, as they are helping to educate the everyday investor on how mainstream media is inaccurate when it comes to your finances. And you can take a look at all of the interviews and testimonials that you heard on today's show by visiting CrashProofRetirement.com. There you will find over 300 of the more than 5,000 CrashProof consumers who now have peace of mind in retirement. And we invite you to listen in again tomorrow to another edition of the one and only CrashProof Retirement Show at 1 p.m. following the sounds of Sinatra with the legendary Sid Mark, right here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. Joanne?
Be proactive, not reactive. You just take the first step and the rest will fall into place. We promise you. Call 800-722-9728. Visit CrashProofRetirement.com. Come and start your education to a secure, happy financial retirement.
So on behalf of my courageous co-host, Joanne Small, and Mr. Bob Bembera, I am Phil Cannella, and I thank you so much for listening to the Crash Proof Retirement Show. And as always, I have to thank my dad for everything he has done for me and my family. Dad, I love you.
My name is Carolyn Seddon. I'm from Worcester, Pennsylvania. My message for Phil and Joanne is to thank them very much to go forward with this company. And they are so grateful for everything that they have and can do. And they show that to you personally because you see them every time you come in. This is a big deal. It's a big thing to do. And all I can say is through sales and management, I know the work that can be involved. And this is just an enormous thing. And I know for Phil, it does come from his heart, from his own family and seeing what he had been, saw his family go through. This is what got him to make sure the people that have worked hard all their lives, that they can truly reap the benefits. It's just a win-win.